This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm your host, Brandon Peoples. In Focus here on this Thursday, going to feature a couple of different segments. First half of the show, we're going to talk with Fort Riley, and as we normally do here this time of the month. Also later in the show, talk with Karen Hibbard from the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Again, as mentioned, we begin with Fort Riley, though, here in the first half of the show. We're going to talk here today with Mitch Foley. He is the Transition Assistance Program Manager. He joins us in studio. Mitch, good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
And joining us via telephone here, we have Marnie Holder, who is the Director of Career Summits, Hiring Our Heroes with the U.S. Chamber Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both on the program here today. And we're talking about Fort Riley hosting the Hiring Our Heroes Career Summit, co-sponsored by the U.S. Chamber Foundation on Thursday, June 27th. It includes a networking event the evening of June 26th. So I'll start off first. Just kind of tell us a little bit more about the event and the purpose of it. Whoever wants to go first.
Well, Hiring Our Heroes reached out to me actually through the Garrison Commander and to come out to Fort Riley to really preview the great soldiers that we have here on post that are getting ready to transition out to those employers that are out there. The Hiring Our Heroes isn't like many of the other job fairs that come out here that's just employers coming looking for a specific person. This Hiring Our Heroes really focuses on the family. They're focusing on spouses as well as the veterans that have already transitioned and those that are transitioning. So I think it's a huge difference in some of the programs that we bring out here.
All right. What would you say the U.S. Chamber Foundation does here? Let me rephrase that. What does the U.S. Chamber Foundation do and why put on these career summits aimed at the military?
Yeah, I can answer that. So Hiring Our Heroes is a program under the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation, and it started back in March of 2011, and it was really answering the nation's need to address veteran unemployment. It was at an all-time high. We had a lot exiting the service at that time. And it was thanks to the administration at the time that put a priority on veteran employment and really targeting those, you know, segueing into their next career. So fast forward to where we are today, the very first career summit that we had was February of 2014. And this will be the 101st summit at Fort Riley that we've hosted on a military base. And it's really all thanks to these employers, national, regional, and local level employers that are not only committed to hiring veterans and military spouses, but they have done a lot to really be veteran and military spouse ready. They've got affinity programs within their companies. They've got retention efforts to retain that talent. They know the value, not only the experiences that the military have and the great talented professionals military spouses are, but they really see them as a game changer within their companies. So we're the matchmakers. We facilitate all of this, and it's truly leaders like Mitch and the Garrison team at Fort Riley that is creating an opportunity for all of these resources to come to the Riley community and get them positioned for their next career.
Marnie, maybe you could talk to what made Fort Riley desirable here as one of the locations for this career summit.
Yeah, great question. It is one of the places over the first conference that we've done, we've never been before. And there were a lot of employers that have worked with Mitch and his team there and have said, you know what, Fort Riley just has great talent. And, you know, you need to be considering going there. So it was something that we approached and offered. We're willing to bring in the whole package deal, and it was embraced, and really it's just a talent community we haven't tapped yet, at least through our events. I know there's a lot that does happen on a regular basis, and we know not everyone that transitions out of Fort Riley or is looking for a career, even military spouses too, not only locally but even virtual or remote, stay in that area. So this just seemed like a perfect fit to complement what they're doing and give them the first opportunity to host a career summit.
All right. And Mitch, you mentioned how it's kind of different from some other career fairs because it does focus more on the family. So explain who this is for. Is it they're going to be jobs for soldiers and spouses then?
Absolutely. And that's one of the key things that they're focusing on. And even during the summit on the 27th, so you have HR managers that are coming out and talking to the soldiers that this is what I'm looking for. This is what your resume tells me, and this is the type of person that we're looking to hire. Then you go on. The easy part for many job fairs are very rigid. You're coming in there very dressed up. It's very formal, and you don't really have a time to talk. On the 26th, that evening before, you have a time to talk to all these employers. So you've seen the list, and you already knew kind of who you want to talk to. But there might be – when you've pre-registered, employers are going to reach out to you. They've had people hired prior to the event even occurring. So spouses, soldiers, they get on there and register. These employers are already looking at them. You're already looking at the list to see who you want to talk to. But there might have been an employer out there that you have never even thought to talk to, but now they're going to reach out to you. So it's reaching out to all aspects and helping you just do that decision process. They've got LinkedIn coming out. We've never had that happen. We've got Indeed coming out. So all the aspects that you're going to need when you're trying to look for that job are being covered by Hiring Our Heroes. And from the Garrison standpoint, because everything is about cost, Hiring Our Heroes is doing this for free. They're coming out here offering the employers free venue to get to the soldiers and offering the soldiers, veterans, spouses free venue to get to the employers. That's huge.
Yeah. And it streamlines the whole process.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about the schedule here for the event here. You talked a little bit about the first night. And maybe just kind of go a little bit more into that.
So the first night you can come in on a walk-in basis and sign up and register, and then the employers are there. Right now on tap, I've signed 3 more employers today, so that'll bring our total right now to 89 employers and educators that are coming out. And some of them are career skills programs as far as the other installations. The next day we'll have our opening remarks by the division commander or the garrison commander. And then they're going to go into the Hiring Our Heroes director is going to give a little briefing about talking about what the event is, what to expect from it. Then you're going to have that career panel first. That's the employers, the HR managers that are telling you exactly what they're looking for, how to communicate that to them. The second part will be with our career skills. I've got several recruiters and managers from different programs nationwide, including Hiring Our Heroes. Ursula McCarthy will be out here from Fort Leavenworth, which we support their program with soldiers going there. Every class that they have will have 3 to 5 soldiers. Then after that, they're going to go into the LinkedIn and Indeed workshops. And then I have staff, along with Kansas Works, staff that will be downstairs in the basement to work on the resumes. And that sets them up for the job fair with the employers right after that.
All right. So panel discussions, those are always interesting here. I think those are very beneficial here. What about workshops? What will those workshops cover?
On the LinkedIn part, they're going to do your profile picture, which is key. You want to have the right look. There's a lot of LinkedIn pages that I've looked at that have the wrong image that you don't want to show the employer. Next, they're going to work on what you should put in that profile so that you're communicating to who you want to communicate, how to upload your resume. Indeed's going to come in and work on how to do that job searching, how to load that job, how to look for the right job for you, where you're going, location, money-wise, because everything does kind of end up with money, to be able to properly search for the types of jobs you're looking for.
That's great. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to expand on that a little bit. No, Mitch covered it really well. So the LinkedIn, in addition to what he already shared, we're also going to walk through the premium features. So part of LinkedIn and what they have done for the military and spouses now, too, is offered a free premium membership. And a lot of people don't know how to use that premium membership and all of the tools and bells and whistles that are included in that. And so what we do is to walk them through how to take advantage of it. There's so much competitive intelligence that's on there. There's a whole bunch of algorithms that are preset in there that people don't know and understand how to leverage that. So that's a little bit more detail and a teaser of what they're going to get. And then we do some other employment workshops, which complement what they're going to get at TAP, but it really gets into how do they plan where, if it's a priority of location where they're going to go, or if it's a priority of pay, how do they kind of navigate that landscape to really hone in on where they want to go, what they want to do, and then how to connect to the right employers or industries that are hiring.
Are you guys finding that Indeed and LinkedIn are kind of the two major players right now that a lot of businesses are using to recruit new employers?
LinkedIn, yeah. Absolutely, 100%. Most of my when I'm talking to the soldiers, I'll use Indeed as a very good reference to show them how to search for those jobs and the locations they're trying to go to give them an example. I'll pull up job descriptions that employers have put on there to show the soldier how to make your resume read to where it fits for that job description that's posted.
All right. Martin, did you have something else?
Yeah, I was just going to say, so Indeed and a lot of the other virtual tools that are going to be shared over the course of the event, they have gone one step further. So yes, Indeed.com is very common for just kind of the average American to go out there and search for jobs. But what they've done is really put priority and put some enhanced features in that system for the military or military-affiliated spouses as well. So those are the kinds of things that they're going to be able to talk through how to use that. In addition to a whole bunch of the career skill programs, not only locally that Mitch runs and his team runs, but some of the other programs that are out there, you know, cutting edge, and these are no cost to the service members. We're working to do grants for spouses. So there's a lot of things happening in the space, and we're going to use this event to share that with the military community out at Fort Riley.
All right. Let's talk a little about registration here. Is pre-registration required? And if so, how important is it to do it beforehand?
It's not required, but it's strongly encouraged. You have employers that are already going to look at your resume that are going to seek you. So you might have only thought of, you know, these two employers are the two main ones I'm going to go talk to. But based on that pre-registration, the resume that you've posted, they're reaching out to you. And it's the same with a spouse, because that's a big key within the program. For the program for the soldiers, it's mandatory, but the spouses get left behind. This program here with Hiring Our Heroes is not leaving the spouses behind. They're integrally bringing them forward to the forefront, too, to help them as they transition.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back more with In Focus here at Fort Riley and talking about their Hiring Our Heroes Career Summit coming up June 26th and 27th. We'll continue after this on News Radio KMAN.